This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. While U.S. President Donald Trump recovers from COVID-19 in a military hospital, his vice president, Mike Pence, is in the spotlight as the person who may be the face of the administration and the Trump campaign. Although the president says he's anxious to get back to campaigning, for now, Pence will take the leading role in the final stretch before the November 3rd election. The spotlight on Pence will be especially bright Wednesday. California Senator Kamala Harris. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's campaign says the Democratic presidential nominee tested negative for coronavirus Sunday. The results come 5 days after Biden spent more than 90 minutes on the debate stage with President Trump. Biden has had two negative tests Friday as well. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended his handling of the coronavirus pandemic despite weeks of rising infections. But he warned the country faces a, quote, bumpy winter ahead. Britain was Europe's highest coronavirus death toll, and Johnson's conservative government is facing criticism from all sides. Opponents say tougher social restrictions are needed to suppress a second pandemic wave already sweeping the country, but many in Johnson's party argue restrictions must be eased to save the battered economy. The fighting between Armenian and Azerbaijani forces over Nagorno-Karabakh spilled over the disputed region's border Sunday. An aide to Azerbaijan's president said Armenian forces shelled Azerbaijan's second-largest city of Ganja with heavy artillery and rockets, killing one person and injuring 32 others. His claims were denied by Armenian defense forces, but the leader of the contested Nagorno-Karabakh said in a Facebook post his forces targeted military objects in Ganja before he ordered them to stop to avoid killing civilians. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people marched through the center of the Belarusian capital Minsk Sunday, demanding that authorities free political prisoners. Police turned water cannons on them. The march crowned a series of rallies in Belarus since an August 9th election, in which President Alexander Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory. His opponents say it was rigged to hand him a sixth term in power. This week, the European Union and the United States imposed sanctions on senior Belarusian officials, but spared Lukashenko. The crisis has also raised the possibility of more sanctions against Moscow if it decides to help Lukashenko. The ruble has already dropped steeply at the inaugurated in late September in a ceremony held without any prior announcement, bringing more protest and condemnation from the EU, the United States, and Britain. Rescuers in France and Italy continue searching for victims and providing residents emergency assistance after devastating floods hit a mountainous region on both sides of the border, killing at least 4 people. In Italy, authorities recovered bodies they feared may have been washed away as a result of the storms that killed others Saturday. French authorities deployed hundreds of firefighters, several military helicopters, and troops to search for the missing. Floods washed away houses and destroyed roads and bridges surrounding the French city of Nice after almost a year's average rainfall in less than 12 hours. Over 100 homes were destroyed or severely damaged. Deadly fires in California have burned more than 4 million acres this year, more than double the previous record for the most land burned in a single year in the state. The U.S. state of California fire officials said the state reached the astonishing milestone Sunday with about 2 months remaining in the fire season. A spokesperson for the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said, quote, "The 4 million mark is unfathomable. It boggles the mind and it takes your breath away," end quote. The previous record was set 2 years ago when wildfires destroyed 1.6 million acres. The U.S. Supreme Court opens a new term Monday with a right-leaning majority. 8 justices are getting back to work at a most unusual, politically fraught moment in American history. They're still mourning the death of their colleague, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the leader of the court's liberal wing. They're working in the midst of a pandemic that has forced the court to drastically change the way it conducts business, and the presidential election is less than 1 month away. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. VOA News.